and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Kids, tell your father it's time for work. Hurry, we don't want him to be late.
No, come on. No, I don't want to. Hurry, stupid kid.
I can't go to work. I've got the chicken pox.
I don't do that. It hurts.
Al, it's just iodine. Now, you tried that trick on our wedding day. Besides, you think if you really had the chicken pox, we'd let you in the house? Now go to work. Kids, encourage your father.
We love you.
Have a good day, Dad.
Good. Now, here's the lunch and the garbage.
Gee, Peg, I can't believe you actually made my lunch.
Well, I just took the garbage and separated it into two bags. Give them shoe hell, Harry.
I'm going. Going to work. I'm going to miss you, honey. Holy moly! Yikes and gadzooks! Peg! Peg, it's gone! Somebody stole my car! I can't believe it. I lost my Dodge. It's really, really gone. And it figures 3 weeks to the day I wash the damn thing, it gets stolen. Somebody call the police.
What for? The call costs more than the car.
Yes, and it costs more than the condom I should have used the night you were conceived. Yes, 911. Yes, this is an emergency. Put me on hold. Yes, 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 I'm still here. Yes, I'll wait. Yes, I'm still here. Yes, I want some of your best men on this job. The crime? Someone stole my 1974 Dodge. Hello? Hello? Bribe-taking, donut-sucking, trigger-happy. Hello, officer? Yes, officer. Yes, I'd like to report a kidnapping. How tall? Oh, about 4 feet tall, but, 5 feet wide. Smoke belching out the rear, weighs about 2 tons. No, it's not Oprah. No, it's not Delta Burke. Who would call to complain if she was missing? No, it's my Dodge. Hello? Run 6 red lights, they're all over you. But where are they when you really need them?
You know, Dad, this reminds me of the old saying, I was sad when I had no Dodge, until I saw the man who had one.
How did you grow up heartless in this house?
Oh, I'm gonna miss the old Dodge. I grew up in it, I went to school in it. I feel like I was born in it.
Well, you certainly were conceived in it.
Oh, I remember when he used to lock me in the old Dodge because he couldn't find a babysitter.
Yeah, the pumpkin. We always left the window open just a little crack for you, didn't we? Just like we did with Buck.
Hey, Al, you remember the time we tried to outrun the cops in the Dodge?
Yeah. But he eventually caught us, though. He's pretty fast for a guy on foot. Oh, but it's not just the car. It's the precious items that it held. My 8-track tape player. The last great American sound system. Yeah. That 8-track is to today's stereos what a girlfriend is to a wife. An earlier, better version.
Hey, who
we found in the garbage?
Nellie Bell, my agent!
We also found your Born to be Wild tape. Meet the Four Seasons. Meet the Supremes. And the Four Seasons meet the Supremes.
Well, now we know that this thief is not only stupid, but has no taste in music. Wait a second. Wait a second. Wonder where Michael Bolton was this morning. Well, if they don't arrest him for his singing, they won't arrest him for this.
So, someone stole your Dodge, eh, Al? Well, it's your own fault. You should know better than to leave it parked out front on garbage day. Hey, I bet somebody took it to start a new limousine service. You know, for those people who can't quite afford the luxury of Greyhound.
Or to use as a pace car for the Garbage Man 500.
You know, Marcy, how can you be so unfeeling? Didn't you ever get up in the morning and suddenly realize that something very, very important was gone? Well, sure you do. You must every morning when you open up your pajama top.
Or your pajama bottoms.
Yeah, right. Peg, set her straight. So there! I'm going to have to notify the insurance company, and they're not going to be too happy either, because this baby's going to be mighty hard to replace.
$50.
For a Dodge? That car was a classic. Why, everything in there was original. The seats, the engine, the oil. And what about my mental suffering, huh? How much is that worth? Oh, you say that's the major part of the $50. All right, let me think about it. I'll get back to you. $50? You can't replace a car for $50. And the worst part is just 5 more payments and the damn thing was mine.
Hey, look, Daddy. We can get a Mercedes for just 50 Ks. You don't even need money. And I happen to have some spare Ks from those letters they sent from school saying that Kelly is an idiot. Who's the idiot now, huh?
That's great news, honey. Why don't you run up and get those Ks?
You betcha. And Bud, you can help too. You can probably get one out of the paper because there's always one in there about President Clinton and their cat.
And the current controversy over campaign contributions.
Wow, that's a veritable cornucopia of Ks.
Ow. Now, you're not gonna settle for $50, are ya? They pay you for what's in the car as well. Now, what'd you have in the trunk?
Well, I had parts of a carburetor I had left over when I took it apart. I had a salami that I was aging.
No, Al, you tell them that you had jewelry, paintings, cash.
And a salami.
Follow me, Al. 2 salamis.
I think I'm starting to get your drift. I think I had a loaf of bread in there, too. But how am I going to prove I had all that stuff?
Well, how can they prove you didn't?
Dad, this is kind of illegal.
Oh, gee, yeah, that's right. I guess I should rethink the whole thing. Little sissy.
Oh, I mean, insurance companies have been ripping us off for years. Maybe we should get our fair share, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm back in, eh, Dad?
You could really use the money, Al. I mean, it should be your choice to walk around with green teeth and yellow underwear. Or sometimes vice versa.
You are right! Now, I'm gonna make a list. Peg, make a list. But how am I gonna tell this insurance guy that I forgot to say I had all that stuff?
Tell him you had a lot on your mind. How would they know it's as empty as your trunk?
You're right! He doesn't know I'm an idiot! What am I gonna do for a car? Marcy? I saw you had a third car out front. Can I borrow it?
Well, actually, I borrowed it. I've been thinking about getting a new car, and dealerships are so desperate for business, they'll let you try one out for a couple days.
Gee, I'd like to do that, but I don't have the money to really buy a new car. And, of course, if I lied, then that would be cheating.
And we couldn't do that, could we? That was good, right, Dad?
Pardon me. Have you any gray poupon?
Hey, Kel. Why are you watching Spanish television?
Spanish? I just thought they were English words I didn't know. Hey, don't sit on my K's. Look, I have 28 K's. Now, I could probably get a Jeep, but I have my heart set on a Mercedes. So, what options do you think I should get?
Maybe one of those electronic brains. Because something in the car should have one. Who's Mom talking to?
Oh, the insurance company. She's taking care of things. She was afraid Dad was going to go too far.
Yes, I realize it takes time to authenticate the Stradivarius. That's why I just don't know why you don't take our word for it. Yes, we are the same Bundys that filed a claim that our mansion had been whisked away in Hurricane Andrew. But I don't know what business that is of yours. That was an entirely different insurance company we were trying to defraud. Anyway, my husband has empowered me to come down off our original figure of $6 million. Yes, that's because we found the Picasso. Well, it turns out it wasn't in the car at all. It just fell into the hamper. Liar. You know, no one has ever called me that in all my 24 years. Oh, come on. It's not like it's your money. Hello? Boy, you file one multi-million dollar claim, and all that good neighbor crap just flies out the window.
Wow, Daddy, you look good enough to bury.
You really look great. You know, I'd marry you all over again if I didn't know it was you. But of course I do, so I wouldn't. Where'd you get that suit?
Well, Peg, when the guys at the clothing store saw me pull up my new car, they automatically opened up a charge account for me. I guess they didn't know I was just coming in to bum a nickel for the meter.
Listen, honey, I'm having a little trouble with the insurance company. Did you know that the French claim that the real Mona Lisa is theirs, just like we did?
You know, it's a dark day when someone will believe the French over me.
What about that picture of the dogs playing poker? Did they say they have that one, too? Because I really did have that in my trunk.
Hey, Daddy, can we take a ride in the new Mercedes?
Well, Pumpkin, I don't have the new Mercedes anymore. See, when I took it back to ask for a free fill-up, they had the nerve to ask me when I was going to buy the damn thing. Like I'd buy a foreign car. I'm an American. And if I'm going to cheat somebody, it'll be an American company. Now, who wants to go for a ride with me and my new loaner? A Lincoln Town Car.
I do.
Then let's rock and roll.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile. I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere. And she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow with no particular place to go.
A great ride, eh, guys? And it proves one thing for sure. Old people can really jump out of the way when there's 4,000 pounds of American engineering barreling right at them.
Hey, everybody. Our food's still hot, and so is that guy at the Burger Boy drive-up window. The fool actually handed me the bag while I still had the $5 dangling in front of the window.
Bud, it looks like your bed.
Look, Kel, this'll fit your finger when you're 30.
Now, Bud, I have told you 1,000 times, don't play with your food or I'm going to give it to the dog. And if the dog plays with it, I'm going to give it to your father.
Hello, ma'am. Joe Orton from Uninsurable Will Insure Anybody Insurance Company. I've come to settle your claim.
It's our $5 million.
Yeah.
Well, I see why you kept the Mona Lisa in the trunk.
My salami. My two salamis. How much money are you going to give me?
We'll give you $25,000.
Yeah. Just wait 1 second, please. Family meeting. What are we meeting for? Let's just take the $25,000.
Now, wait a minute, Al. That's not how it's done. This is just their starting offer. Go bargain with them.
No. We don't want Dad to negotiate. He's a moron.
I am a moron. What should I do?
Just remember the old saying, a bird in the hand is worth a foot in the tush.
What are you saying?
I don't know.
What should I do?
Negotiate.
Take the money.
Buy a vowel.
Look, Al, whatever your instincts are, just do the opposite.
Can I buy a vowel? No, I mean... I'll take the money.
Good news, Mr. Bundy.
They're making edible nightsticks now?
I wish. No, I meant good news for you. We found your Dodge. It was parked around the corner where the engine fell out. We might have found it a little earlier, but we barely care when there's a major crime.
Did they jimmy open the trunk, officer?
Nope.
What a relief. The Mona Lisa is safe.
Well, I gotta be going, too. There's an armed robbery in progress, and I'm going to go park under the freeway and take a nap.
Wait, Daddy, there might be some K's in there.
Pumpkin, there are no K's in broke.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad they found my Dodge, because that's my car. And I hate change. You know, it would be like losing one of you guys, or Peggy, it would be like trading you in on a
brand new blonde with shiny new smooth factory worn at Hooters. Ah, sure, the first few rides would be nice and everything, but you know, in the long run, and this peg is what depresses me every day, I realize that you're the one I want.
Aww. Oh, Al.
I wish you wouldn't touch me, though. Now, kids, let's say we jump in the old Dodge and go for a spin.
Okay.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild.